Big inflatable moon bounces, stuff of street fairs and kids' parties, and now a variation might actually end up on the moon, pumped up with air. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boy says more.
NASA wants astronauts back on the moon by 2020, and soon after that, it plans to build a permanent settlement. To get an idea of what that might look like, I recently drove to One Moonwalker Road, which happens to be in rural Delaware. Doug Durney works here at a company called ILC Dover.
We're sort of in the middle of a cornfield, but ever since Project Apollo, we've made all the spacesuits for NASA.
He says a spacesuit is really a kind of small inflatable habitat that an astronaut can live in. And now the company wants to build a bigger one.
There it is. That is it.
Out on a lawn is something that looks like a long, slightly saggy, dark blue igloo. This structure isn't going to the moon, but soon it's going to another cold, rugged place, Antarctica.
We expect to learn quite a bit from actually deploying this structure in the Antarctic, basically getting data back from it. That's part of the NASA participation here.
Larry Toops works at NASA on moon-based designs. He says scientists who work down on the ice aren't quite like astronauts.
But there is a list of challenges that they face that we will be facing going to the moon.
Here's one major one. It's expensive and difficult to get construction materials to a remote environment. Dave Cadogan is director of research at ILC Dover.
When people climb Everest now, they don't bring a big boxy structure with them. They bring a tent, and it's packaged and it's lightweight. And that's really, we're just trying to do the exact same thing.
The goal is something that packs like a tent, but acts like a building. We put on special white booties to keep things clean and step inside.
So you're coming basically through the airlock. Watch your step.
It looks like a big bluish room with walls that feel like rubber. Unlike a kid's bouncy bounce, it can withstand 100-mile-per-hour winds. And it has all kinds of sensors embedded in it, so NASA engineers in Houston can monitor its health as it endures the harsh Antarctic winter. I asked Larry Toops if he really thought part of the future moon base would be inflatable.
I would say there's probably a good chance.
Would you want to live in here?
Probably so, for a period of time.
Only
if I'm on the moon, yeah.
He says he's sure astronauts would put up with a home the size of a closet as long as it's in space, but he'd like to give them as much room as possible. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
And this is NPR News.